As healthcare professionals work to treat patients who have tested positive for COVID-19, we wondered how the crisis is affecting people who have other medical conditions. WXXI's Beth Adams spoke with Dr. Christopher Cove, a cardiologist at the University of Rochester Medical Center.
I do procedures involved with opening up blocked arteries and measuring pressures in the heart for heart failure and putting in devices to help patients with heart failure. And I'm also have a busy clinical practice where I see patients in the office.
But since coronavirus started spreading locally, Cove has tried to not schedule in-office visits. Instead, he uses a telemedicine platform to check in with patients.
They actually can even send us pictures of things they're concerned about. We have a lot of patients at home that have blood pressures, and patients will take their blood pressure while I'm talking to them.
URMC has eliminated all non-emergency procedures. That means Cove and his colleagues in the cardiac catheterization lab have to make daily decisions about what qualifies as urgent.
We're probably doing about 50% of what we were before. And certainly if a patient comes in and we feel they need it, then we will do it.
If a patient tests positive for COVID-19, the only cardiac procedure they would get would be one that is deemed life-saving. Cove says he has done one such procedure.
The only thing that was really different is how we gowned and gloved. And, you know, this shortage of masks is real. I can tell you that myself and the nurses that had to go up to the COVID-19 floor did not have any N95 masks. And matter of fact, we had to go to the emergency room and actually ask if we could have one of their emergency supplies because there was none at the hospital.
How worried are you for your own health when you enter situations like this and treating patients who are infected with the virus?
I have to say, I am not as worried as a lot of people are. I think because I've lived through HIV, which was just as scary, and also, just as risky in terms of risk of dying for healthcare providers. After having lived through that, in the late 80s, I kind of view this as the same way. You take precautions, you work slow. I do have to say that the frontline people, though, the people that deal with it every day in the emergency room and the COVID-19 floors, they're the ones that I think have the biggest risk and have, really the ones that worry the most. My interaction really was on a one patient basis, but I think as it gets more prevalent, I think the fear level goes up.
Well, I don't have to tell you, this is a time when many people are experiencing anxiety and stress. And because you're a cardiologist, you treat people with heart disease, does that concern you?
Yeah, I think it does. And we get phone calls every single day, multiple phone calls of patients having cardiac symptoms related to stress and anxiety. We take those very seriously. We assess them very seriously. I think we kind of reassure them when we can. We evaluate them when we can. And that's a real concern. We know stress increases heart disease, and that's been well documented. And this is an extremely stressful time for everyone. And I think the biggest stress is the unknown. This is unknown to a lot of people. None of us have really been through anything like this before.
Dr. Christopher Cove, cardiologist at the University of Rochester Medical Center. Thank you.
Thank you, Beth.